But with that, I need to do some joys and concerns. And we've got joys and concerns. You want to hang with me for the joys and concerns, or are you going to head out?
I think I'm going to go pick up some Starbucks.
Okay. Hot, Americano, tall.
Gotcha.
With cream, please. With that, we come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns. And we have two special joys this week with our two food baskets that are both given in birthday celebrations. The first is for Ray Ann Austria, who turned 22 on the 16th. And so big old happy birthday blessings going out to you, Ray Ann, one of our smiliest members of this church. Happy birthday, my friend. And as Ray Ann turns 22 on the 22nd, Scott will be turning 16. Yes, 22 and 16 are our numbers. Scott will get to drive, but a big old happy birthday to Scott, our favorite lay leader and sound and video technician back there. And so thank you both for donations of food baskets to help feed people in our community in celebrations of birthdays. And with that, we have several prayer requests this morning. Despite all of the humor and all of the joy, there still is life going on. And so this morning, we lift up a few prayer requests this morning. First of all, we lift up Sue Scher's daughter, Stephanie, who has a protruding disc in her back, and we pray that that is able to resolve quickly and get her out of pain. And so for Stephanie, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Somewhat like that, we have prayers for Margie, who is a family friend of mine and has been on our Facebook worshiping with us, that we give thanks for. And this week, Margie fell and has some compression fractures in her back. And so we pray God's healing upon Margie's back. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We have two from the Leomidi family. First, for Sue Ann's uncle, Arturo Jr., and her cousin Jonas, who were exposed to COVID-19 through a caregiving situation. And so we pray God's protection from them after that exposure. And then also for Lawrence Leomidi's uncle, Ringo Leomidi, who passed away this week from COVID-19 and whose wife is still recovering from it. And so for Arturo, for Jonas, and for Ringo and their families, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We also have a prayer request from Florence Garcia for Viola Lopez, who is having glaucoma removal, and so we pray everything goes well with that and the healing afterwards. So for Viola, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We also have from Jennifer Donahue, who would like to lift up her friend, Lori. And so for Lori, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I also received notice this morning from Sherry Pulley that Natalie McBee fell and cracked a bone in her pelvis, though she is home recovering now. But we pray for Natalie and the healing of her pelvis. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We also have, we have another happy birthday. Scott, you get to share your birthday on the 22nd with our favorite Alvarez twins. And so happy birthday to Lauren and Lucas, who I'm guessing are turning 12 years old. That's an exciting age to be. And so happy birthday to the twins. He's okay sharing it too. And so, so for birthday celebrations, we give thanks on this day. We send out prayers for all of our frontline workers, prayers for all of our members of the congregation who are in need of God's Holy Spirit through this time, and for God to be with our leaders as they make critical decisions about working to reopen our economy, but also working to fight this virus that has us in this situation. And so for all of these, we lift, Lord, as we go to God in prayer this morning, will you pray with me? God of fools, Lord of clowns, and smiling saints, we rejoice in this playful prayer that you are a God of laughter and of tears. Blessed are you, for you have rooted within us the gifts of humor lightheartedness and mirth. With jokes and comedy, you cause our hearts to sing as laughter is made to flow out of us. We are grateful that your son Jesus, who was this world's master of wit, daily invites us to be fools for your sake, to embrace the madness of your prophets, holy people, and saints. We delight in holy madness, which becomes the very medicine to heal the chaos of the cosmos, since it calls each of us out of the humdrumness of daily life into joy, adventure, and most of all, into freedom. We who are so easily tempted to barter our freedom for tiny speckles of honor and power are filled with gratitude that your son's very life has reminded us to value only love, the communion with other persons and with you, and to balance honor with humor. With circus bands and organ grinders, with fools, clowns, court jesters and comics, with high-spirited angels and saints, we too join the fun and foolishness of life so that your holy laughter may ring out to the edges of the universe. Blessed are you, Lord our God, who invites us to be holy fools. Amen.